Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And for the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. And if you lend money to those from whom you expect payment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap, for the measure which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
So imagine, here you are, the person you really don't like is delivered to you. It's your chance to get back at them. Most of us would go, "That's cool." Right? I mean, that's kind of the way we are. But that's not what happened in the first reading. Saul was delivered to David. He had his chance. But he goes, "That's not the person I am. I won't kill God's anointed." And so he let him live. In the gospel today, we hear all those things that kind of don't sound right. Love those who hate you. If somebody slaps you on one cheek, give them the other. If somebody takes your tunic, your jacket, offer them your shirt, your pants, whatever you've got. That's not the way people operate. But that's what we hear in today's gospel. Why is that? Because that is our faith. Our faith is a faith of contradiction. Our faith doesn't say, "Be good to your friends. Don't worry about your enemies." Our faith doesn't say, "Have this great party and invite all your neighbors over," knowing that your neighbors will invite you over to their party. Our faith doesn't say that. Our faith says, love your enemies. Take care of those who hate you. Feed the hungry. Take care of the poor, the marginalized. That's what we're called to do. That's what it means to be a member of this community. To go forth, to go out there where people go, "Oh, you're Catholic. Yeah, I heard about you guys. You got problems with abuse and things like that. How can you be that way? How can you stay involved in a church like that. Because we have faith in our Lord. We hear what we're called to do. And no matter what is happening in the world, we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. We believe what He asks us to do. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard. I got one more. Sometimes it's extremely hard for us to do it. But Jesus doesn't say, okay, when the going gets tough, just let it go by. That's when Jesus is present most in our lives, if we let Him be there. So I ask you this week, maybe one time when you see that person who really kind of rubs you the wrong way, it could be anyone. It could be one of your kids. It could be your spouse sometimes. It could be a member of work. What are you going to do? Be good to them. Somebody at work, buy them a cup of coffee. These are the things that Jesus asks us to do. It's not easy being a Christian. No one said it would be easy. But with faith, we can accomplish that. We can accomplish anything with the help of our Lord. Amen.